of matters arising and current affairs. Join in discussion by participating via text messages and calling in.
The News Bulletin, brought to you by Information and Communications University, ICU, delivering an ICT-enabled education with excellence.
The Information and Communications University is driving the thrill for the nation in research and development. Enroll now for full-time and distance programs in the School of Engineering, Humanities, Business and Education. To apply, visit our website at www.icuzambia.net. or call us on +260-211-221-662 or 0966-342-359. Sponsorship is available. Enroll now.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Good afternoon and thank you for joining us for the news on One Love Radio to present it. My name is Mumba Tailash. The headlines. ESZ proposes economic constitution to safeguard development. AIZ takes note of the Lands and Deeds Registry Amendment Bill. In international news, Ivory Coast President announces fourth term run. As the African Nations Championship Chan approaches, Zambia's preparations have gathered pace. And now the news in detail. The Economics Association of Zambia Vice President Mbanji Milambo has proposed an economic constitution to safeguard development from political interference. He stressed the need for long-term policy constituency, citing China's sustained strategies as a model. Now, this came to light during a one-day symposium on global geopolitical shifts themed Zambia in a Shifting World Order. Strategic Responses to Global Geopolitical Reconfiguration, organized by the Southern Africa Institute for Policy and Research in collaboration with the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation. Center for Policy Dialogue Chairperson Neo Simutani has emphasized the need to shield development plans from political interference to ensure consistent progress across administrations. He highlighted Zambia's potential in electric vehicle partnerships with the DRC and underscored the urgency of formalizing informal gold mining to boost local resource mobilization. Dr. Simutani lamented the adverse effects of the United States' aid withdrawal, noting job losses and a breakdown in health services.
What is we are what
And African Union Economic, Social and Cultural Council, AU, ECOSOC, CSO Engagement Officer Raj Chintaram states that Zambia has vast natural and geographical resources that remain underutilized. He notes DRC and Zambia's strategic role in the electric vehicle supply chain, highlighting the untapped potential of regional corridors such as the Southern Africa Development Community, SADC routes. Socialist Party has criticized the United Party for National Development, UPND, government for not delivering on its campaign promises to empower youths through cooperatives. Speaking to One Love Radio News, SP Deputy Secretary General Faston Mwale has expressed disappointment, stating that despite promises to improve livelihoods through loans and cooperatives, the government has instead burdened citizens. Mr. Mwale reminded the UPND of its campaign promises to empower youths through cooperatives, which he believes have not been fulfilled. He emphasized the importance of cooperatives in structuring economic activities to benefit the government and citizens, arguing that empowering locals with necessary skills and machinery would enable them to conduct daily activities in a conducive environment.
We once again remind the UPND leadership that they should stick to their way. They need to mobilize these people, cluster them into cooperatives, and help them with some small-scale machinery, help them procure some loans so that they go about their mining activities in a normal way. Governments can also get something out of it if it is well-structured in terms of taxation. Now, what is happening is that the resources of the country that otherwise should benefit the local people or the citizens, and many times given to multinational companies who are just here to exploit us.
Political historian and analyst Professor Bizek Piri has urged citizens to interrogate the behavior and misconduct of aspiring candidates to ensure that voters pick the right candidates who will represent them with dignity as well as respect the laws and standing orders of Parliament. Speaking to One Love Radio News, Professor Piri has raised concern over the misconduct and behaviors portrayed by some members of Parliament, urging the people to interrogate the agenda and behaviors of certain aspirants. He has observed that the bad language and behavior of most members of Parliament starts from the time before they are voted into power, but is often unchecked by the voters due to lack of interrogation.
Now, it means that when a person says I want to be a leader, have they demonstrated at the ground that this means can provide leadership for us? That way, we are going to prevent people that are behaving against the laws. So that is what the citizens, we the voters, have to be looking out.
Environmentalist James Marches. Environmentalist James Marches is advocating for improved waste management practices among lodges and facilities near water bodies. Speaking to One Love Radio News, Mr. Marches is concerned that the establishment of accommodation facilities are not following guidelines for sustainable waste management, leading to contamination of water bodies through plastic and other waste. He says lodges and facilities near water bodies are not adhering to waste management guidelines, resulting in environmental pollution, and that they attribute to the situation of lack of technology to effectively manage waste, which hinders progress in such areas.